والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن كل من صار على منوالهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the 13th day, 13 of the holy month and glorious month of Ramadan, 1446 after Hijrah. And again, the same day, 13th of the month of March, 2025 CE. Some will be asking that, what is the state of my fasting if I swallow my saliva? You see, swallowing your saliva does not invalidate your fasting or make it vitiated. This is something from you internally, so doesn't have any impact negatively on the validity of your fasting. That should be answered. Okay, some ask, what about I am taking some injection? Does injection, you see, violate or invalidate my fasting? The answer is no. Unless if that injection is a means of giving you some food like drip. In such a situation, it is looked at as you have eaten or drunk something. Two. Number three, a lady to this question that I and my husband, we are on a journey, she and her husband. And because of being on a journey, they didn't fast. They ate in the light of Ayah 183 of chapter 2 in Al-Quran. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَىٰ فَلْتَدِقُونَ وَفِدْيَةٌ. Those of you who are indisposed, sick, or on a journey should eat and make up the missed days, other days. Now, she was saying, now being on a journey, we didn't fast, and my husband, on returning to our place of living, the sun was still high in the sky. Does that mean we can just continue eating and even meeting me? Can he meet me? You know, she, the way she put it, that is conjugally. And the answer to this is no. The best thing is maintain what is called al-imsak. Yeah, imsak means keeping your mouth shut. Don't eat, even though you are not technically looked at as somebody fasting. But because of the preeminence of the month of Ramadan, you should respect it. Don't eat until the sun sets. Among other things that have been thrown as a question for an urgent response, and I hope I have given some responses looking at the time. So now we are just going continuing with ayah number 17. I think we read, what is Sulaiman Dawood? We read it. So we are just moving with ayah 17. Wa hushira li Sulaimana جنوده اقرأ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وحشر لسليمان جنوده من الجن والإنس والطير فهم يوزعون. حتى إذا أتوا على وادي قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. فتبسم ضاحكا من قولها وقال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين.
وحشر لسليمان جنوده من الجن والإنس والطير فهم يوزعون. Don't place Quran in that position. That's good. That's better. Then Allah says, وَحُشِرَ لِسْلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ. Junud means army. The army of Sulaiman, comprising of jinn, the jinns and humans and birds, were congregated. فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ, being, you know, graded according to portions. Tawzi. Prophet Sulaiman, subhanallah, alayhi salam, you know, had a preeminent position in the eyes of Allah, the Almighty, that Allah gave him these opportunities. He controlled even the jinns and men and the birds. He had junud. Junud, plural of junt. His armies comprising these created entities. So they were collected. They were, you know, put in one place, use their own according to their ranks and files. Another way of translating it. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْا عَلَى وَادِ النَّمْلِ قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ لَا يَحْطِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they took off going along with the forces, the army, until they reached the valley of some ants. وَادِ النَّمْلِ, valley of ants. One of the ant spoke, she an, قالت نملة, يا أيها النمل, O ye group, congregation of ants, ادخلوا مساكنكم, enter your dwellings, مساكنكم, لا يهتمنكم سليمان وجنوده, lest Sulaiman crushes you, okay, breaks you, tramples on you, he along with his forces. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Unknown to them. She was given an advice. She was doing the seer. And Namla, this small tiny creature talking. And Sulaiman, listen. He knows. He knew, he knows the talking of the animal. This is one of Allah's gifts to human beings. Prophet, a king, somebody who is almost everything given unto him. Yet he is Allah. Yet he submitted himself to Allah the Almighty. Next ayah. When he had this, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّنْ قَوْلِهَا. فَتَبَسَّمَ, he smiled, laughing mildly. Not hysterical laughter, no. He smiled, laughing mildly, مِنْ قَوْلِهَا, on account of the ant statement. وَقَالَ, he said, رَبِّ, oh my Lord, أَوْزِئِنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ. Oh Allah, show me, أَوْزِئِنِي, guide me, on how to thank you about your bounties. Allati an'amta alay, which you bestowed upon me. Wa ala walidayya, and upon my parent. Wa an a'mala salihan, so that I act righteously. Tarda, the one you will be pleased with. Wa adkhilni, O Allah, admit me fi ibadika salihin, amongst your righteous servant. But then, bi rahmatika. Bi rahmatika is what they call it, it's something you bring between two things. Parenthesis, parenthetical statement. Wa adkhilni bi rahmatika. The actual thing, wa adkhilni fi ibadika salihin. But then, by saying bi rahmatika, it's parenthetical statement. Wa adkhilni through your mercy, not my work. Allahu Akbar. He will have said, wa adkhilni, but admit me through your mercy amongst your righteous servant, pious servant. Naam.
Wa tafaqqad at-tayra fa qala ma li la ara al-huda huda am kana min al-ghaibin la u'adhibannahu 'adaban shadidan aw la azbahannahu aw la ya'tiyanni bikum qalim
وتفقد الطير فقال مالي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين غائبين المد الواجب المتصل بقدر ثلاث ألفات وستة مدود. How many ألفات? Two and a half or three if you want to do extended elongation or drawl. It is this. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ. And one day he inspected, the group of his army. تَفَقَّدَ. He inspected the group of birds. فَقَالَ. Then he said, مَالِي. What's wrong? لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدَ. I can't see hudhud. Hudhud is a very intelligent bird that used to carry message and errand for Suleiman from one dwelling to the other. He used to run for his own errand for him. Just like those sending mails, traveling from one to the other. So he said, why I cannot see Hudhud? Am kana min al-ghaibin, or is he absent? لو عذبنه عذابا شديدا او لا اذبنه او لا ياتيني بسلطان مبين. Three things. لو عذبنه عذابا شديدا, I will punish it, severe punishment, or I shall slaughter it, or he shall bring to me a clear proof. Otherwise one of these will definitely happen against it, or against it. If you want to personify, you say against him. But it's an animal, so against it, you give it a new agenda. Next ayah.
فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ فَقَالَ أَهَقْتُ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَإٍ نَبَإٍ يَقِينٍ.
فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. He tarried not too long. Then Hudhud emerged. So Hudhud was on a mission to the city of Saba. Saba is called Sheba. You know the king of Sheba? There is a whole chapter, Surah 27, in Quran. Correct? You see, in Saba, it was a dwelling that Queen Bilqis used to sway high there, reign high. She had her administration, all paraphernalia of ruling were there. So this bird, this wonderful bird, that is Al-Hudhud, took a journey there. He looked at something He collected data wanting to bring to Suleiman. In his absence, in the absence of Hud, Suleiman said, where is Hud? Because they used to give you like umbrella. So the position of Hud was empty. So the son was beaten. He said, where is he? Okay. Unknown to him, he went out for an assignment. So فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ, he tarried not too long. Then it emerged. The bird emerged, saying, أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ, oh, I have gathered knowledge which you didn't gather it. وَجِئِتُكَ مِنْ سَبَئٍ بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ, and I have produced, I come to you from Sheba, that's the name of Saba, Sheba, بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ, with a piece of information based on certainty, not just side talk or hearsay. Never in yaqeen. Naam.
إِنِّي وَجَدْتُ امْرَأَةً تَمْلِكُهُمْ وَأُوتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ.
إِنِّي وَجَدْتُ امْرَأَةً تَمْلِكُهُمْ وَأُوتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is verse number one. And if you are following me, 23, mashallah. Chapter what? 27, Jamil. You see, I keep on saying chapter X plus X. Let me test your knowledge. Which chapter is chapter number 10? Who can answer me? Let me test. Which chapter will continue? Which chapter is number 10? Yunus, beautiful. Which one is number 20? Ambiya, wrong. Wow. Number 30, Rub. Number 40, Ibrahim. Raw. Ibrahim is 14. 40. Ghafir. Beautiful. Number 50, Prime. Number 50. Which chapter is number 50? Qaf, not Muhammad. Muhammad is 47. Which chapter number 60? Mumtahana. 70. Al-Ma'arij. 80. Abasa wa Tawalla. 90. Suratul Balad. Bir. 100. Al-Adiyat. 110. Go by 10-10, Nasr. So you just follow like. Some people are asking, how can I memorize? It's just a matter of grading. Take from 10-10-10, then you can then calculate the verses contained in. It's just an easy and simple exercise. إِنِّي وَجَدْتُ مْرَأَةً تَمْلِكُهُمْ, I met a lady ruling over them. Who is making a report here? Al-Hud-Hud. I met a woman, a lady, if you like it, tamlikuhun, ruling over them, or ruling them. Wa utiyat min kulli shay, out of everything she was given, everything at her disposal, she had power, army, water, money, min kulli shay. Additionally, walaha arshun azim, she had a magnificent throne. She was on her majestic throne as a queen. To tell you everything to make for somebody as a monarch, she had a good monarchy, including Arshun Aziz. This wonderful bird is now reporting back to Suleiman what he saw. Suleiman didn't know what happened. Now, there is a piece of information that will make Prophet Suleiman more determined to go out for jihad and calling people to tawheed. Naam, wajadtuha.
Wajadtuha wa qawmaha yasjuduna lishyamsi min dunillah. Wazayyana lahum ash-shaytanu a'malahum fasaddahum 'anis السبيل فهم لا يهتدون.
وجدتها وقومها يسجدون للشمس من دون الله. لا إله إلا الله. وجدتها وقومها يسجدون للشمس من دون الله. ثم عملوا وزين لهم الشيطان أعماله فصدهم عن السبيل فهم لا يهتدون. These are the words of the wise bird known as Al-Hudhud. I made her, that her, that pronoun refers to Bilqis. You see, I made her and her people bowing down, prostrating for the sun, min dunillah, beside Allah. They were mushrikun. وَزَيْنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ. Satan made their deed looking fair. Okay? He beautified their actions for them looking seeming fair to them. فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ, thereby blocking them from the right way. فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ, subsequently and consequently they cannot be guided aright. Naam.
أَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبَأَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ.
You see, this bird throws this question in order to bring out the beauty of Tawheed. أَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبَأَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Won't they? This is wonderful. Why can't they do sujood for Allah? The bird was very, is wondering. Allah yasjudu lillah. Wouldn't they do sujood for Allah? Alladhi yukhriju al-khab'a. Allah that brings out grain from the chaff. Al-khab'a. Al-khab'a means what counseled a grain. You know granite, the content of granite is called the chaff. The content inside is called the grain. Who brings it out? So he said, are they worshipping sun, living Allah? Allah the Almighty, out of His majestic power, brings out grain from the chaff. He is the one deserving to be worshipped. But worshipping sun, animal. Talking intelligently. Imagine. Now you can tell me that bird is more intelligent than these stupid people. Oh yeah. Because of the stupidity worshipping sun, and this bird that you can even slaughter is talking sense. So it tells you you can get an animal that can behave well than any irrational behavior of some other human beings. Allah that brings al-khab'a, the grain that is concealed in the sky or in the heaven and earth. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. And Allah knows مَا تُخْفُونَ, what you conceal, وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ, and what you make evident. Alright? What you counsel and what you expose to the glaring of people, Allah knows all this. Naam.
الله لا إله إلا هو رب العرش العظيم.
الله لا إله إلا هو رب العرش العظيم. الله أكبر. Who is that Allah to be worshipped? Allah. It is Allah. لا إله إلا هو. No deity worthy of worship. إلا هو but He. You see, Allah is the most important of Allah's names. Allah is Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Qudus, Al-Salam. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. He is Allah. Nobody claims name like Allah's name. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. Do you have somebody? Have a name like Allah? No. Allahu Akbar. That is why I have been saying the name Allah is very unique. Very, very unique. Unlike God, G-O-D in English, you say God, gods. You can make plural out of God, you say God. But you cannot say Allah. It's one and singular name. You can't say Allah. But English doesn't say God. And because the God is not adequate to convey the actual meaning of the word Allah. Very specially special. Out of God, you make feminine gender. You say God, you say goddess, female God. Can you say Allah has? So the name of God, Allah, is very unique. They say God Father. Can you say Allah Father? This is aberration, misnomer. All to tell you the name Allah is uniquely unique, on parallel, on equal. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa. Allah is the one to be worshipped. There is no one behind him. Illa huwa but he. Rabbul arshil azim. The Lord of the throne, which is magnificent. Al-Arsh is called the throne. Al-Arsh is the biggest of Allah's created entities. You know that? Al-Arsh, oh, very gigantic, very magnificent. So Allah is Rabbul Arsh, the Lord of the magnificent throne. Next ayah.
قَالَ سَنَنْظُرُ أَصَدَقْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
Now, look at it. You see, the report, okay, is now given, let me say, it's now given to Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, it is now for him to sanctify, to prove whether it is true or not true. If information is passed on to you, you have to factualize it. Is it factual or no? So Sulaiman says, alayhi salam, سَنَنْظُرُ أَصَدَقْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. We shall look at what you tell me. Are you speaking the truth or you happen to be among the liars? سَنَنْظُرُ. That is why if somebody tells you, I have seen your son smoking Indian hemp. Means, I'm going to crush him. Find out. إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. So, Quran chapter number 49, verse number 6. Fact-finding exercise. Now, it was not denying what Al-Hudhud was saying or is saying. But it says, سَنَنْظُرُ. We shall look at it to find out the truth from the untruth. Simple. Next ayah.
اِذَهَبْ بِكِتَابِي هَذَا فَأَلْقِهْ إِلَيْهِمْ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ.
اِذْهَبْ بِكِتَابِي هَذَا. He sent him again back to where? Back to where? Back to where, I'm asking you. To Saba. To Saba. Saba, where is it now? Saba'u is a Yemenite principality. Saba is in Yemen. Yemen today, where is it? In Africa? In Asia. Asia precisely where? East, South, Central. Does it share border with UAE or Gulf states? Yeah. Yemen is the cradle of Arabian what civilization. In fact, some look at Yemen as the origin of Arabs. The Himyarite and the rest. Place of cradle. So it is in Yemen you had the kingdom of Nana Bilqis, We say Nana in Hausa. Bilqis. So when Al-Hudhud returned to Suleiman, he was sent back again. Take this later. Idhab bi kitabi hadha. Take this later. Go and deliver this message to them. فَأَلْقِهْ إِلَيْهِمْ. Go and throw the letter to them. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ. And then despair. As soon as after you've thrown, just disengage yourself. Disappear from the place. فَانْظُرُ مَاذَا يَرْجُعُونَ. Wait for their response. Okay, so they say, Al-Hudhud carried the letter in his pig. You know pig, or big. Pig or big. Big. He took it to Yani Bilqis. She was lying on her majestic what? Throne. He peeped through the window. He threw it. And the letter descended on her body. So what? She took it. So then they could read. They could write. To tell you, the art of reading and writing was as old as human beings. Oh yeah. So now, what did she say after unfolding the content of the letter? The next ayah tells us.
قالت يا أيها الملأ إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قالت يا أيها الملأ إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم. She said, Ya ayyuhal mala'u, O ye men around my power, O ye ministers, al-mala, those around a monarch, my ministers, my assistants, listen, inni ulqiya ilayya kitabun kareem, an honorable letter was sent to me. Look at it. She called the letter honorable. أُلْقِيَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابٌ كَرِيمٌ. Unto me an honorable letter is delivered, or was delivered unto me. From where? إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلَيْمَانَ وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. إِنَّهُ. It is. It refers to the letter. إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلَيْمَانَ. It's from Suleiman. How did she know? Yes, because Bismillah means min Abdullah Sulaiman ila Bilqis. This is how the letters used to be written previously. From Abdullah XYZ to my friend ABCD. The address. You are the sender, he is the recipient. So innahu min Sulaiman, this letter is from Suleiman. وَإِنَّهُ implying بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. So the ulama are asking question that which chapter in Quran that contains two Bismillah? This one. Only Nam. It has how many Basmala? So if somebody tells you, well, but you see Quran has 114 chapters. But Tawbah, no Bismillah. So is it 13? Say no. You make up the number by adding the one in Islam. Is that clear? You make up the number here. وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. Did you read it? أَلَّا تَعْلُوا.
أَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَيَّ وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ.
The letter said, أَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَيَّ. Don't prove hydra-headed. Don't prove to be overbearing against me. Wa'tuni muslimin. Come ye to me submitting to Allah. He was not after her money. her power, her pretending, nothing. He just wants them to be Muslims. So Prophet Sulaiman used his power, calling people to Allah the Almighty. Allah ta'alu alayya. Don't prove arrogant against me. Another word. Wa'atuni Muslimin. Come on to me as Muslims. Now let me ask you. From look of this, who is more powerful? Sulaiman or Bilqis? Because talking like this comes from someone more powerful than somebody that is low on comparative basis. So Allah ta'alu alayya, don't be arrogant against me, come ye unto me as Muslims. Then she called a meeting. She called executive council meeting. He said today, all right, executive council meeting, ECC, that will be different, will quite different. What did she say?
قالت يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في أمري ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون.
قالت, she said, who said? بالخير. يا أيها الملأ, oh my group of ministers, helpers, assistants, whatever, الملأ, those around a monarch, around a governing person, presiding over people as a governor, they're his council. You can call it all my council members, okay? Aftuni fi amri, give me your decision on this situation of mine. Because he sent this letter. I don't know what he means. Inviting me to become a Muslim, please give me your decision. I want to have your unanimity, your unanimous decision, consensual verdict. Give me, aftuni, give me fatwa concerning my reality. Ma kuntu qati'atan amran hatta tashhadun. I used not to arrive at any decision until you are witnesses. Meaning, I was not despotic, autocratic, opinionated. No. Whenever I want to make a decision, I used to call you to be witnesses. And this is very important. You see, this is a very intelligent lady, Bilqis. She said to her council, whenever a decision was to be taken or is to be taken, I used to call you to be witnesses before a decision is arrived at. This is a sign of good leadership. Any governor, any president, any whatever, if there are issues on which decisions are to be taken affecting the welfare of people, don't do it unilaterally. Yeah. Invite the council, respected council, to hear the view, the input of each and every member of your council. That is what you call a consultative leadership. And it is more fruitful than being despotic and unilateral. It should be multilateral. Multilaterality, not unilaterality. That's very important. It's part of it. So she said, I have never, ever taken any decision without calling you to be part of it. Now tell me, what is your own view concerning my current reality? Naam.
قالوا نحن أولو قوة وأولو بأس شديد والأمر إليك فانظري ماذا تأمرين.
قالوا, the same. Who are the same? The council, the mala, the ministers here, they said to her, "Nahnu ulu quwwa wa ulu ba'sin shadidin wal amru ilayki fanduri madha ta'murun." They were talking braggadociously. They said, "Nahnu ulu quwwa." You know, we have the power, we have the strength. وَأُولُو بَأْسٍ, we have the stamina in fighting. You know this. But وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْهِ, the decision is your own. فَانْظُرِي مَاذَا تَأْمُرِ, look at your decision. Give us the order. Give the merchant order. We will do it. Because she is the CNC. You know CNC? Commander in Chief. She is the CNC, Commander in Chief of the Sheban Army. But a lady. Alright? Give us order. We have the power. We have the prowess in terms of fighting. Our own power should not be tested. So they gave her every kind of assurance. This is the answer. Next ayah. We have read it. Qalat innal muluka. We have read that one. We've translated it.
قالت إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة
وكذلك
يفعلون.
Didn't we translate ayah 33? Did we translate it? Okay. قالت, then she said, بالقيس said, إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة وكذلك يفعلون. Imagine. قالت, she said, إن الملوك, the kings, إذا دخلوا قرية, whenever they enter a dwelling, a geography, أفسدوها, they cause corruption in it. وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة, they made the high ranking of them to be low ranking, avilla, to be lowered. وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. That's the attitude. Oh yeah. When the English people came, they made our people avilla. That's the nature. When the colonialists from France, from Germany, from Portugal, from England, when they came to our land, they spilled our blood. Okay, they stole our properties. King Leopold of Belgium killed more than 5 million Congolese people in those days. Stealing. That is the nature. Okay, Bilqis talked about this before even the time, before the advent of colonialism. إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرِيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا. To the end of it. وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُوا. That is what they used to do. وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ
وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ
وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ And I am going to send to them with a gift. So she made a plan. Okay. Suleiman is the king, sending letter to me. I know how to dribble him. She seemed to be saying, I will send some gift, precious gift. What is that? Bribery. Okay? You know bribery, what? There was someone who says, eating of the north, Chunganji. Eating of the north? Is it English? It's too direct. Doesn't say something of the north. Bribery. I'm going to give them bribery. Bihadiyah. Fanaziratun. Then I will wait. Bima yirju'ul muslim. What will be the response of my messenger? I'm going to send a gift to Suleiman and his Solomonic council to see what will be the response. Will they take it? If they take it, I know they're just after the world. She was very wise, very cunning. I will wait and see. Bima yirju'ul mursalun. What happened?
فَلَمَّا جَاءَ سُلَيْمَانَ قَالَ أَتُمِدُّونَنِ بِمَالٍ فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ.
سلام.
بل أنتم بهديتكم تفرحون.
فلما جاء سليمان أي فلما جاء المرسلون سليمان. سليمان with فتح مفعول به. Alright, but where it says innahu min Sulaymana, what is this? Min al-jar wal-majroor. But because Sulayman mamnu' min al-sarf, you leave it like this. You don't say min Sulaymani, no. You say min Sulaymana, Sulayman majroor bi min bil-fatha niyabatan an al-kasr. Alright, but here فلما جاء سليمان فلما جاء المرسلون سليمان أين الفاعل مستتر يقول ابن مالك ان ألفية وبعد فعل فاعل فإن ظهر وإلا فضمير استتر after action the actor emerges otherwise it is concept so فلما جاء سليمان when the messenger the emissary is okay came to Sulaiman, qala, he said, who is that? Who is that? Who said Sulaiman? They brought the gift from Bilqis. He looked at it and said, okay, me, give me a gift. I say, wa'atuni, not being Muslim, not just give me a gift. So he said, atumidunani bimalin, are you the one to give me money, property, material, let me tell you, فَمَا آتَانَ الْخِدْمَ أَتَاكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَتِكُمْ تَفْرَهُونَ What Allah gave me is by far much better than what Allah has given you. And that is true. He is Allah's prophet. Is there anything ranking higher than prophethood? In prophethood there is Allah's mercy. There is limitless knowledge. There is pleasure of Allah. There is acceptance by all. Her own is just money that comes to an end. You can be like Elon Musk today in terms of money, it's going to come to an end. So فَمَا أَذَنْ لَخِلْمَ أَتَقُ What Allah gave me is by far much better than what He gave you. This is what the scholar should maintain. Don't look at anybody's money, property, no. Tell them, فَمَا آتَنْكُمْ أَتَكُمْ فَمَا آتَنْ لَخِمْ أَتَكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَّتُكُمْ تَفْرَوْنَ Otherwise you become rapacious. You become bootlicker looking for money, somebody's property. No. So Sulaiman alayhi salam gives, or let me say, gave her this answer, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَّتُكُمْ Tafrun, you have been pompous because of your property. You feel so happy we have given him. You want to subtract me? That is not going to be possible. Do we have more times? Okay, this marks the end of today's session. We're going to meet, inshallah, later by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-muslimin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Let's take another one.